Open Source Logistics, Rust Vector Search, and Mojo's New Life After Qualcomm. OpenLogi was the day's second highest scoring story at 827 points and 233 comments, outpacing even Cerebras. The project in Open Source Logistics and Warehouse Management System at OpenLogi.org/N is resonating because enterprise logistics software has historically been the near-exclusive domain of expensive, closed vendors, SAP, Oracle, Manhattan Associates. Mid-sized e-commerce companies either pay significant licensing fees or build custom systems from scratch, and neither option is attractive. If open-source tooling reaches sufficient maturity, it could shift the build versus buy calculus for a meaningful subset of sellers. And, as commenters connected to the earlier Amazon discussion, potentially reduce one of the structural advantages that makes Amazon's fulfillment network so difficult to compete with. Vector search powers semantic search engines and recommendation systems by measuring mathematical similarity between high-dimensional embeddings. At scale, exact similarity search across hundreds of millions of vectors is computationally expensive, and quantization compresses those vectors into lower precision representations to enable faster search with an acceptable accuracy. TurboVec, at 255 points and 31 comments, is a Rust implementation of vector search quantization techniques inspired by Google's TurboQuant paper. Trade-off: TurboVec claims competitive performance benchmarks. HN commenters wanted more rigorous benchmark methodology, specifically accuracy trade-offs measured against standard ANN datasets, but appreciated the Rust-native approach, since much existing vector search infrastructure is Python-wrapped C++ with real operational complexity costs in Rust-first environments. Solo, a shared object loader for static Linux binaries, attracted 148 points but a notably high 170 comments, suggesting the technical problem drew readers in. Static binaries are supposed to be self-contained, but Solo bridges the gap when one needs to load a dynamic shared library at runtime, embedding a dynamic loader inside the static binary itself. Use cases surfaced in the thread include plugin systems, JIT compilation, and certain sandboxing architectures. The Sierra Adventure game Walking Dead State Detector, 81 points, 27 comments, occupied the opposite end of the practicality spectrum. Someone built a tool to automatically detect and patch the notorious design flaw in late 1980s Sierra games where players could reach an unwinnable state without being told. The commercial games industry has no use for it. The HN community rewarded it anyway as a pure expression of someone going unreasonably deep on something they care about. Mojo going open source after Qualcomm's acquisition of Modular is arguably the batch's biggest long-term industry story, though its 69 points and 25 comments suggest it landed without sufficient context. Chris Lattner, designer of LLVM and original creator of Swift, built Mojo as a Python superset with Rust-like performance characteristics targeting AI and ML workloads. Python ecosystem compatibility with native hardware performance. Qualcomm, competing hard in the AI inference chip market, apparently sees ecosystem adoption as more valuable than keeping the language proprietary. HN commenters were skeptical about whether Mojo can challenge the Python plus C++ extension model that dominates ML engineering, but considered the technical foundation solid enough that dismissal would be premature.